The 23rd day of the blessed month of Beremhat. The departure of the great prophet Daniel. On this day of the last year of the reign of Cyrus, king of Babylon, the great and just prophet Daniel, one of the major prophets, departed. This prophet was born in the year 621 BC from the tribe of Judah in Jerusalem, and he lived a virtuous life. He was taken captive when he was 16 years old during the time of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. Daniel was captured along with the three holy young children, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, also known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel committed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, told in Daniel 1, verse 8. In the fourth year of captivity, King Nebuchadnezzar saw a dream that troubled his spirit. When he woke up from his sleep, he could not remember the details of his dream. He gathered all the wise men of Babylon to tell him his dream and its meaning. When the wise men could not interpret his dream, he ordered to destroy all the wise men of Babylon, including Daniel and the three young men. Daniel and the young men prayed to God to reveal to them the king's dream. And God revealed to Daniel the dream and its interpretation. Daniel narrated to the king what his dream was and told him about the kings that would rule after him and what would happen to them. Nebuchadnezzar was pleased with Daniel and gave him many great gifts and appointed him chief administrator over all of the wise men of Babylon. Later on, Nebuchadnezzar saw another dream, and Daniel also interpreted the dream for him. He told the king that because of his arrogance, God would drive him away from men to dwell among the beasts and would eat grass like oxen for 7 years, and then God would bring him back to his kingdom. All what Daniel had told King Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled, as told in Daniel chapter 4, verses 10 through 37. When King Belshazzar reigned, he saw what the angel of the Lord had written on the wall. And when King Belshazzar drank wine in the gold and silver vessels of the temple of the Lord, Mene, Mene, Tekel, and Upharsin, and Daniel interpreted these words to him, saying, Mene means, God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Tekel means, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Upharsin means, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. That very night, Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans, was slain, and Darius the Mede received the kingdom. During the days of King Darius, he gave thought to setting Daniel over the whole kingdom. Daniel's enemies asked the king to establish a royal law that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. However, Daniel did not pray except to the God of heaven. And they cast Daniel into the den of lions. The Lord sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths. The next morning, the king came to the den and found Daniel alive, and he was very glad. He commanded that Daniel be taken out of the cell which had the lions in it, and then he brought the men who had accused Daniel and cast them into the den of lions. And of course, the lions overpowered them and broke their bones in pieces, and before they ever came, even to the bottom of the den, Daniel prayed before the Lord and confessed the sins and iniquity of his people. In a vision, it was revealed to him the 70 weeks to anoint the most holy. Daniel also prophesied about the last day and the final judgment by saying, And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever, as said in Daniel 12, verses 2 and 3. When Daniel completed his endeavor, he departed in peace. May the blessing of this great prophet be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.